This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The first weekend of firearm deer hunting is now history, and what a weekend it was. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, we had fairly warm weather on Friday, and then blistering cold weather on Saturday, and another day just like it on Sunday, with plenty of wind all 3 days. So it's kind of shaped up pretty much like last year's opener, which wasn't all that great. And we don't have results from the firearm season opener yet, but we do have some archery hunt results, and it does look like it's shaping up very nicely. The archery deer harvest continues to remain strong. In fact, the numbers are now increasing compared to last year. However, hunters do need to consider the fact that this fall has been exceptionally warm, except for perhaps this weekend. This fact alone limits deer movement, and it's likely these numbers will continue to rise with the arrival of this cooler weather. Now, results as of November 13th show Illinois deer hunters had harvested a preliminary total of 39,370 whitetails. Last year's harvest for the same period was 38,076, so they're about 1,000 ahead. The top five counties followed by their archery harvest through November 13th were Pike with 1,562, Fulton with 1,116, Adams with 936, Jefferson with 894, and Joe Davies with 807. The harvest through that date consisted of 44% does and 56% males. So it does show you that the rut was kicking in the full gear right before this firearm deer season. And the overall archery harvest for the entire season thus far sits at $21,984. Now, results for our local counties, followed by their previous year's total for the same period, show Calhoun County archers bagging 503 deer compared to 454 last year. Greene County hunters harvested 496 compared to 452. Archers in Macoupin County had recorded 681 compared to 673, while Morgan County hunters tagged 382 compared to 362, and the archery harvest in Jersey County for the period was 350 compared to 377. Last year, they actually did a little better in Jersey County. In Madison County, the archery harvest stood at 539 compared to 570, another decrease in harvest. Montgomery County hunters had bagged 457 deer compared to 428 last year, while Bond County harvest stood at 260 compared to 253, and in Sangamon County, the archers had bagged 479 deer compared to 451 the previous year. Now, as more crops continue to come for the field, and there's not a whole lot left, more reports are expected to come in from hunters seeing deer. Best of all, the hunting will only improve during the next few weeks, and the Illinois archery deer season continues through January 15th. The season temporarily closes during both long weekends of firearm deer hunting, and the first one is over, but the next one will be December 1st through the 4th. And a special muzzleloader season is scheduled for December 9th through the 11th, and hunters possessing the muzzleloader permits are also allowed to hunt during this second segment of the firearm deer season, which again is December 1st through the 4th. A special late season antlerless-only deer hunt in select counties is scheduled for December 29th through January 1st and January 13th through the 15th. This year, there's not a lot of local counties that are involved in this, so be sure to check this out before heading out. And the late winter season permits are available at licensed vendors statewide beginning in mid-December. In addition, hunters with unfilled county permits from their regular firearm, youth, and muzzleloader seasons may also hunt during this special season, provided their permits are valid in the particular county which is open to this hunt. Like I said, there's not a whole lot of local counties open. And it's important to note that the unfilled permits are valid only for the county they were originally issued. Many local counties are not open for this hunt this winter. And hunters wishing to utilize the unfilled firearm or muzzleloader permit should check with the Department of Natural Resources to ensure that their county is open for the late season hunt. Fishing, indeed, is took a turn for the worse, I guess we could say. I don't know if it's worse or not. We're just not getting a whole lot of reports in because of this cold front. And about the only place talking about their fishing was Wren Lake, where fishing remains good. In fact, largemouth bass are good down there. Minnows, spinnerbaits, worms, worms, plaque and blue jigs are all producing fish in the backs of the Jackie Branch to Sandusky Cove and below the dam, fishing the shallow bays near brushy cover and bushes, and they're also fishing around the bridges and along the rocks. And the crappie fishing, as it has been throughout the year, has been rated excellent. Mealworms, small, medium minnows, quarter-ounce pink and tube white tube jigs. The Route 154 Causeway has been the hot spot recently. From shore fish to structures, hot spots have been the Jackie Branch, the Sandusky Sailboat Harbor, the Markham Coves, the Ina Boat Ramp. Try the Gun Creek area. Fish the main lake drop-off areas. And the bluegill fishing, still good, despite the cooler weather. Small jigs, worms, mealworms, waxworms, and crickets are producing fish in the Sailboat Harbor, as well as they're fishing shallow with crickets, worms, and small jigs around the backs of the necks in the flat, shallow banks and on the rocks. And the channel cat fishing, reduced down to good. So it's went from excellent to good, but it's still pretty darn good. Large minnows, leeches, commercial catfish baits, all producing fish. Try moving, using leeches and moving water and drift fish to flats. Set your line at 3 to 4 feet from the shore over the rocks. Try the Waldenville Dam, the Turnip Patch, the Jackie Branch, and North Dan Sandusky Day use areas. And the white bass fishing, it also has been rated good. Inline spinners, jigs, and curly tail grubs producing most of these fish. And they're taking them around the 154 bridges. They're fishing the rocks and drop-offs, and they're fishing the shallow bays near brush cover and bushes. At Carlisle Lake, they are catching some crappie, but that's about all we have to report. The crappie fishing has been very good, in fact, for big crappie, and a lot of smaller ones as well. And it's Lake Shelbyville, just not a whole lot of people going out up there. It's just too cold up north. So that's what's happening there. Now, if you're kind of a Missouri deer hunter, we do have a bit of information there. Preliminary data from the Missouri Department of Conservation shows that deer hunters in Missouri harvested 96,131 deer during the opening weekend of the November portion of the fall firearms deer season, which was November 12th and 13th. Of the 96,131 deer harvested, 55,753 were antlered bucks, 8,873 were button bucks, and 31,505 were does. Missouri's top harvest counties for the opening weekend were Franklin with 2,041, Howell with 1,950, and Texas with 1,939. Last year, hunters checked 97,002 deer during the opening weekend of the firearm deer season, so it's down just a tad. I mean, and just barely noticeable. And the November portions of Missouri's firearm deer season continue through November 22nd. Archers in Missouri resumes November 23rd through the January 15th, and late portion of the youth hunt is scheduled for November 25th and to the 27th. And the antlerless portion of the firearms deer season runs from December 2nd through the 4th. Lastly, the alternative methods portion runs from December 24th through January 3rd. So there's plenty to do if you're a deer hunter. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.